Okay, I think someone's there.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Keith. Yeah, it didn't. I didn't get the normal startup message, so I was a little wasn't quite ready for you. But okay,
I'm sorry. I have no control over that.
That's all right. I'm with you now.
Okay, great. And how was Christmas and New Year's and everything? Good.
It was beautiful. Yeah, the whole family was here. And yeah, for Christmas and then on New Year's, they all came over and we had had games and snacks. As it turns out, we had a big snack day on New Year's Day. So I don't know if that has any relevance to what we're talking about today, but
that's a great idea. Let's talk about our favorite snacks.
Okay,
I haven't done that yet, and I kind of kept like candy bars out of that because we've already talked about candy bars.
We talked about cereal.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, cereal is a good snack.
Yeah, it is. But I agree. You know, we've already kind of covered that one, so we'll kind of knock that one out as well.
I suppose we could put Chex Mix in there if you want. That wouldn't count against us.
Well, that's definitely distinct from using that as a cereal. So I don't know. We'll see what
comes. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
The only ground rule we had was that it needed to be a snack, not a meal. So we like ruled out pizza. Like we're having a cold slice of pizza, although you may be a snack. That doesn't really count because that's something you can have as a meal.
Right. Right. So.
Okay.
Just, you know, snacks is kind of something you have while, you know, I'm sitting at your desk working or you're sitting around watching TV. Just something you kind of outside of mealtime.
Correct.
Yeah.
So let me do the introductions. That's George Chapel. I'm Keith Stone. This is George and Keith's Musings. We talk about pop culture and things we like. And today is things we like. It is snacks. I'll go first. I'll just throw the first one out. It's a pretty simple one. And it is the Cheez-It cracker. Just a square cheese-like cracker. But the only caveat I have against those is that if you eat too many of them, they do start to kind of taste like kind of like soapy or something like that. I don't
really
know. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're really nice. You just grab the box and don't pay attention to how many you're eating, and they're very enjoyable.
Well, I will say that when they start to taste like soap, you probably had too many.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. That's a good one.
Thank you.
My number 10. Now, I don't want you to be too upset on this list because I do have a few healthy options on here. I'm not just talking about unhealthy snacks. I have a few healthy ones on here too. And my number 10 is one of those healthy snacks, and it's yogurt. Yogurt is something that I started eating probably when I was in elementary school. I think it's something that my mom would buy at the store and throw in the fridge, something that, you know, little George could eat when he got home from school. You know, to me, it was basically just like pudding, but it was healthy for you. So, big, big fan of yogurt. I particularly like the fruit in the bottom ones. Probably like peach, blueberry, and maybe pineapple are my favorite ones. But
okay, no. I was gonna ask you what your go-tos were.
Yeah.
I can eat yogurt, and I enjoy yogurt, but I don't ever have it around the house. And I would be a strawberry yogurt guy.
Okay.
Okay, well, I only have one healthy option on mine.
Okay.
And it's not this one necessarily. My next one is soft pretzels.
Oh.
Not the hard pretzel necessarily, but the soft ones. You know, you can get the frozen ones and make them at home. I really like the ones you can get at the mall, like at Auntie M or whatever. Yeah.
Auntie M.
She makes like the pretzel bites, which are delicious. And whether you dip them in cheese or not, that's fine. But I like a good soft pretzel.
That's a good. And you know what? And I think if for the first time since our very first podcast when we did the Seinfeld baseball lineups, I don't know that we have ever matched on any of them, on any of the podcasts since, and we came so close right here because my number nine is regular pretzels.
All right.
You know, we came so close to matching on this one. Pretzels are one of those things I really like. I probably prefer the pretzel rods just because I think they're just kind of the handiest to eat. And pretzels are one of these things I will go months and months without eating pretzels. And then when I eat one, it's like, man, I really like these. And then I'll just start eating. I'll go through like a pretzel craze. But pretzels are a great just little handy snack to have.
But you have to have something to drink because these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yes, they are, Kramer.
Yeah. I am with you. I am a pretzel rod guy for sure. And I like them because you can pretend like you're smoking a cigar.
True. They're great for playing cards. Actually, yep. They are playing cards because they're not going to get your hands all messy and mess up your cards.
Excellent. Very good. That's a good one. Okay, number eight, the only healthy snack that comes in are grapes.
Okay.
Green grapes especially, and no seeds. Don't give me those red grapes with seeds in them.
Those red globes?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are, yeah, they should be illegal.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But I could eat grapes. Now, I'm lazy. I need, when I get grapes, Sarah has to take them off the vine and immediately put them in a bowl, wash them up. So I can just reach in there and grab a grape. I don't have to worry about yanking it off the tree.
Now, I discovered something about grapes a few years ago. There was somebody that I worked with. They said they like to put grapes in the freezer and eat frozen grapes. And it kind of changes the texture a little bit. And it's kind of like little frozen ice pops. And I actually tried that one time, and it's not bad.
Huh. Okay. Well, I can't
pop it in the freezer.
I can't poo-poo it without ever trying it, but
yeah,
it sounds... So what, you'd have to like let it melt in your mouth. You couldn't just bite into it, because it could be rock hard.
Well, they don't freeze solid like an ice cube. I think they're still some, you can bite into them still. It's just the freezing just changes the texture a little
bit. It seems like there'd be so much liquid in it that it would freeze up on you. But okay.
Well, I'll tell you.
I haven't tried it. You have, so.
All right. Well, give it a shot. It's been a few years, so I could be lying to you. But so put some in the fridge, and then when you try one, yeah, don't like crunch into it right away because I don't want you to break your tooth. But
right.
It's an interesting little twist.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Okay. My number eight is decidedly less healthy than yours. And this is one I have to put these two things together because in my mind they just go together. But it's cheese and sausage. It's something that we almost always have when we have, you know, our little snack game days. We'll get some cheddar cheese and cut it up into little slices, and then, you know, like some summer sausage, just put that in slices and just put them on a tray together. And cheese and sausage together is an absolute winner.
Wait a second, where's the cracker?
Well, I suppose you can throw a cracker in there. I didn't want to get too crowded at my number eight. So
you okay,
know, the crackers are kind of like they're kind of a given, I guess.
Yeah, I like that. It's not on my list, but I like cheese and crackers are good. Just like you're talking about, you lay them out on a tray, and they're all stacked like a deck of cards, kind of spread out, and you grab your choice. And summer sausage and crackers, I agree with you. That's an excellent choice. Not on my list, but those are good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, number seven. Not only for their taste, but for what you can do with them, I have Bugles on my...
Yeah.
And you don't eat Bugles, pulling them out of the bag and popping in your mouth. you put them on the ends of your fingers, and
Yep.
you have like claws, and you make a witch's sound or something, and then you eat them off the tips of your fingers.
Yeah, you can play with your food.
Yep. So bugles, and I like the taste of them too.
I do too. It's another one of the ones I don't have a lot, but whenever I try one, I'm always struck by how good they are.
Yep.
Okay, my number seven is it probably has to show up on anyone's list of snacks. It's probably higher on yours. It got pushed down just because I have some others higher on the list that I like, but I'm just going with the basic potato chips at number seven. You know, whether it be your Lay's potato chips or your Better Made or, you know, any of those, but just plain old potato chips. In potato chips, I kind of also include all the, you know, the sour cream and onion, all the different flavors, because you could probably come up with 10 different types of potato chips.
But, right. What's your stance on Ruffles potato chips?
Oh, I love Ruffles. Ruffles, they're great, especially with dip.
Yes.
Good firm chip, but yeah, I mean, who doesn't love just a good bag of potato chips and eating them right out of the bag?
Okay, but you gotta have a favorite child. So, let's just say that it's the Lay's family of regular chips. Are you getting plain, or are you getting one of the flavors?
I think my favorite one has to be just the plain. I mean, I like the others, but my go-to would just be the plain.
Okay, I'm gonna go barbecue.
Okay,
but good pick. And potato chips, surprisingly, are not on my list.
Wow.
But they are very good.
Okay.
Okay, now here's what we get into. This is definitely a snack. It's not a meal, but it has a meal that we just talked about. And that is pizza rolls.
Oh, love them.
Oh, man. And the only thing is you got to be careful. That first one you bite into could be very hot. You never know.
Oh, yeah. It comes right out of the oven. It's like the temperature of lava.
Yep. And our old friend Jeff Stemmerger, who has since passed away, he was the king of pizza rolls. He always had them at his house. And I swear, whenever we were going to have a snack, it was pizza rolls for that guy. And I don't blame him. It was good stuff.
And it's all in Totino's, right? That's got to be the king of the pizza roll.
Yep, it is. And so that's a simple one. I like those.
Okay, well, I may have more to say about that later.
Okay.
My number six, also sticking with the in the bag of chips world, but this is this one I rank a little higher than potato chips, and it's Doritos. And specifically with Doritos, it's the nacho cheese Doritos. They're another one that come in, you know, 100 different flavors. But the classic nacho cheese Doritos, the kind that make your fingers all orange, is just a classic. I remember that was huge back in college. I still love to have a good Dorito. And if you wanted to go and make it into a meal, it forms a really good basis for a taco salad. But we're not talking about meals here, so I'm just on its snack basis alone, Doritos comes in at number six.
Okay, that is a good choice. And would you ever use Doritos? Say you wanted to sprinkle cheese over and make some nachos and cheese, or would you use just plain nacho chips and put cheese over them, or have you not done that?
Well, it's you know, I mean, it's funny you mention that, because I've done that both ways. You know, just like the regular nacho chips with cheese, which is awesome. But if you want that extra bit of cheese flavor, Doritos, and add some cheese to it and melt it. You know, and then just take it up another level, you know, like a bowl of salsa and maybe some guacamole. I mean, you could do a lot with Doritos in the snack world. So
that's correct.
Yeah.
But you're perfectly happy. Just pull them out of the bag.
Oh yeah.
Eating them. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very versatile.
Okay, number five, I'm going to the sweets train, and I'm going with Oreos.
Ooh, okay.
And I am not a guy who unscrews an Oreo and scrapes the cream filling.
Nor am I.
I like to bite around the edge,
Okay.
and then I kind of pop the whole cream filling piece with both sides of the Oreo intact and eat it down like that.
Okay. I typically will just kind of like go right through the middle of it and eat it in two bites. But going back to the freezer world again, with Oreos are excellent if you put them in the freezer and then you take them out and you smash them all up and you sprinkle them over ice cream. That's a winner right there.
Well, yeah, anybody knows that because you go to the ice cream parlor and that's one of the toppings
Yeah.
that you can get is Oreo, or
Yep.
a good Oreo Blizzard is excellent as well.
Definitely. All right. Let me see. So my number five.
Yep.
My number five. It's starting to get toward a healthy snack again. One of my favorites. I used to eat these with my dad a lot. And it's the one thing I always want when I go to a baseball game. I love peanuts. I like to, especially at a baseball game, there's kind of a process to peanuts. You pull them out of the bag and you kind of work it and you open them up and then you toss the two peanuts back. I love eating peanuts and watching the ball game. I also just like other nuts too, particularly like almonds, are probably my second favorite. Pecans, a lot of different nuts that I like, but I love snacking on peanuts.
But you like peanuts in the shell where you
Yep.
can make a mess at the game
Oh yeah.
way more than a jar of Planters peanuts you would eat at home, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, in a different way. I mean, I love the like the Virginia peanuts or the Spanish peanuts out of the jar. I really like those a lot too. But yeah, something about the process of eating peanuts at a ball game just it takes it to a different level.
Yeah, it's great to see the mess between your feet when you're done and stuff. And
Yeah, like I accomplished something.
yep,
Yeah.
exactly. It's good, peanuts. And then you never know. Sometimes you get that bonus peanut that has three in there.
Oh, I love the triple. Yeah.
That is huge. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, number four. These are usually sold. Well, I guess you can get them if, yeah, they're sold. Door to door by groups, generally Little Caesars, but I love cheesy bread.
Oh, okay.
It's got little rectangles of bread, and then you have to make your own, and you spread the butter on it and put some cheese on it, cook it up. Oh,
I don't
that stuff is great.
I think I've had like the cheesy pizza sticks at restaurants and things like that. I don't know if we've ever had those at home. I think you'd normally get like some pizza sauce and dip it in there and
Well, that's fine too, though. Yes. I've gotten cheese bread at various pizza joints, and that is also excellent too.
okay.
Yes. Very, it's really, really good. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's funny that because again, for the second time now, we almost matched because this is where I've got pizza rolls. So at number nine, we both had pretzel themed snacks, and at four, we both have pizza themed snacks. But this is where I bring the pizza rolls in. And like we said, it's Totino's pizza rolls. Particularly when the kids were younger and growing up and we'd have snack days, pizza rolls were almost always a part of our snack days when we pull out snacks and play games. Just great memories around pizza rolls. And now, like I've got grandkids and they're starting to get up to game age. I'm looking forward to breaking out some more pizza rolls for game days.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I'm out of order here. Okay, so do I have four left to give you?
Well, that was my number four, so I've got three to go.
Okay.
Which one are you on?
I think I'm on number three.
Okay.
But did I say Oreos yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I did say it. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So number three, I'm going right back to the cookie category, and it's chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
But I'm not talking baked in a tree by the Keebler Elf or anything. These are my mom's chocolate chip cookies.
Nice.
And they are so good. And I am down in Florida right now. And of course she had chocolate chip cookies ready to go.
Beautiful.
And almost as good, maybe better, is when she leaves some uncooked dough that I can eat.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the best stuff.
Yep. Okay. So chocolate chip cookies is way up there. But so, partially because of the love of mom, but they're just so good.
Now, did she put like walnuts in them or?
Negative.
We're just talking straight up chocolate chip with like a brown sugar butter dough.
Yes, no white chips, no macadamia chips or whatever. It is the old Nestle semi sweet, you know, chocolate chips that come in the yellow bag.
Oh, beautiful. All right. So that was your three, three. Another hot snack it almost borders on meal, but I'm calling it a snack because I don't know if I've ever had them for meals. It's another thing that we typically have on snack days, but it's chicken wings. Love some good chicken wings, you know, either fried up. Or usually a little spice to them. I love the buffalo wings with you know, maybe some ranch dressing on the side. I like both you know, both ends of the chicken wing, whether it's, you know, the one with the little drummy or the one with like the two bones. Either one. Absolutely love chicken wings.
Okay, I might have to throw a flag on you.
Okay,
I'm not sure that's a snack. That's kind of a meal. I left them off because I thought it was more of a meal, but I don't know. It's not enough to argue with. Now, you like, what's your stance on boneless wings? Don't you like those better?
I like boneless wings, but I don't know that boneless wings are really wings. I think they're like, you know, like really just like chicken breast tenders or something. I don't know. I like the bone. I think I like, because the bones come, it comes with the skin on it. I like it, you know, when you get that skin nice and crispy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm the straight-up bone-in chicken wings.
Okay, it's a lot of work. So, I guess
it's
good because you're burning some calories having the chicken wings, yeah.
Yeah, chicken wings, they're really healthy for you because, yeah, you can, they're like, you have to exercise.
Right. Now, are we talking, are you store buying these, or are you going to Buffalo Wild Wings or a place like that, or
usually what we're doing, we just go buy raw chicken wings at the store, chop them up, you know, and then you kind of bake them, toss them in some buffalo sauce and eat them up. Yes.
Okay.
We just make our own, but yeah, they're delicious.
Have you ever been to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I've been there on occasion. They're absolutely good. I mean, chicken wings are awesome wherever, but.
Yeah, don't you wonder how many chickens we must go through in this country just in a day? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You got to love chicken.
Yep. Okay, so for my top two, I'm going to rely on the oven. And my number two are mozzarella cheese sticks.
Okay.
Oh, I love mozzarella cheese. You bite into them and the cheese kind of comes out with you.
Yep.
Stretchy. I like dipping them in either marinara sauce or ranch dressing. Either way is good.
Yep. I get it with you.
huge fan of mozzarella sticks.
We love those too. Those were another staple of game days. I think they were a particular favorite of John's when kids were younger. Fine entry.
Okay, here's number two.
My number two is I'm back into healthy again. And it's not unlike when you threw grapes out there, but I'm actually being fully inclusive, and I'm just saying my number two snack is fruit. It's something that
you can't say fruit like me saying meat. You can't do that.
I eat fruit every day. Otherwise, I'd have to have my like top 10 fruits on there, because some days it's bananas, apples, grapes, oranges, kiwis, cherries. I love all that
stuff. No, I'm not gonna let you get away with it. You gotta pick one. So one fruit for the rest of your life. What is it gonna be?
Well, if I have to pick one fruit, then what is it gonna be? It's probably going to be grapes, because at least certainly from a snacky standpoint, because it is the kind of thing you can just kind of pull out and you have a bowl of them and you eat them, one at a time. And then as I've heard you can put them in the freezer too, and they might be good that way.
Yeah. Jury's still out over here on that one.
Okay. But I'm still telling you, fruit is just it's a big part of what I eat every single day.
Well, that's good. I understand. I hear what you're saying. But it doesn't fit the category. You can't you can't say that big of a thing.
Like, I like meat.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that. I want fried things. That's my number one. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that.
All right.
But anyways.
All right. Well, if I have to pick one, I'll pick grapes.
Okay, fair enough. I would too. So we agree on that one. Okay, my number one is it involves some work. You can't just buy them and pop them in the oven. And it is I call them pigs in a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a small little cocktail wiener, and you wrap it in a crescent roll or croissant roll, whatever. And
yep.
Bake them up. Those are my all-time favorite. And like whenever we have any kind of get-together and we're going to have snacks, that if we're hosting, that has to be on the list.
Yeah, that's a big one with us too. That's usually another stand game day standard.
Yep.
And the dipping sauce for that one's got to be mustard. I love them dipped in mustard.
Do you? I've never tried that. I don't dip them in anything. They're just so good. But
okay.
Mustard, like yellow mustard?
Yeah, like just like yellow French's mustard. It's when I eat hot dogs, I got to have mustard on my hot dogs. So if I'm eating pigs in blankets, I got some mustard there.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Okay.
Yeah. All right, my all-time number one. It's the ultimate snack food. When I think of food, this is something that is in no way could ever be considered part of a meal, but it's delicious and I love to eat it. And it is the ultimate snack, and it's popcorn.
Yeah,
love popcorn. Back when I was a kid, my dad had this old popcorn maker, and we'd make it that way, or another thing I used to do with my dad a lot was we'd go get like a Jiffy Pop. You remember the old Jiffy Pop? I don't even know if they make that anymore.
That's good. Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Comes in a metal pan, and you shake it on the stove, and I even have a Dale Lasher memory with this one. Dale Lasher, our old college buddy. I remember making Jiffy Pop with him in the Barnard Hall kitchenette one time, and we had that thing going. And that thing started popping, and Dale would just yell out the window, "Yell Jiffy Pop!"
I can see that.
Oh yeah, Dale got really excited about it. But I'm also a huge fan of microwave popcorn. you know, Gretchen and I sometimes we'll pop a bag and we'll split that, and when we're watching TV or something, to me, popcorn is just the ultimate snack.
Did you ever have one of those popcorn makers with the yellow dome over the top of it, and you put a little oil in there and you put the popcorn seed in it, and that arm would go around the bottom?
That's the one. Yeah, my dad had one like that. It was kind of based that same design, but it wasn't the yellow top one.
And then theoretically, you would just turn over the popcorn maker, and that yellow thing.
Oh, it was a ready-made bowl.
Was your bowl? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't remember that one, but
I think your dad probably went back in the days, like a silver one that was on the stove. And it had all kinds of handles on it, and you could scrape stuff off the bottom or something.
Yeah, something like that. It was, yeah, it was the one he had. It was definitely old school. It was older than I was. So,
okay, so you just put butter and salt on it.
Yep. I like butter and salt. I mean, I'm okay with kettle corn. That's fine.
Yeah,
I like corn. I like cheesy corn. You know, I like all the varieties, but my favorite is probably just like a bag of microwave popcorn. I think that's just, it's perfect.
It is really good.
Yep.
But like, yeah, caramel corn is good. Movie popcorn, you must like that.
Well, and we were talking about this earlier, and with popcorn, do you remember like going to the movies when you were a kid and you'd go into the theater and they'd actually pop it right there? And there'd be that machine in the back, and it'd be just spinning around, going pop, 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 pop.
Yeah,
pop,
definitely.
Flying out of it. They don't do that anymore. The popcorn, you go to the theater now, and they're just bringing in these huge bags of already popped popcorn.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's just not as good. It's kind of stale, and it's not hot. It's just, you know. So I've lost a lot of respect for movie theater popcorn.
Boy, I don't know how they're getting by, but okay. You're right. I do remember seeing like huge like garbage bags full of popcorn. They dump it in there. But yeah, I like that's a good one. I'm surprised. Okay, so our doubles were grapes only because I twisted your arm.
Yeah.
And different kinds of pretzels.
Yeah.
And that might have been it.
Pizza rolls.
Oh, good old pizza rolls.
Yeah, we both had the pizza rolls.
Yep, even when we talked about this idea, I think you threw out pizza rolls immediately as one of your favorites. So.
Well, yeah, and you know, so yeah, pizza, no, pizza rolls, yes.
Yep. Okay, another excellent job. So now we are brewing up another multi-part series. We had talked about doing like the 10 best athletes, but that's too hard to do. So I think we're going to break them down by the four major sports and then a fifth list by our best athletes that weren't in the four major sports, which may be our best list of all.
Who knows?
Yep. And I don't know. We'll talk about whether we're starting that next week. We've got a few other things we could do.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that and we'll surprise the audience. So go to Google, search for George and Keith's Musings. Go to anchor.fm/GK Musings. We are on Apple Podcasts. You can find us there. And a shout out to another college buddy, Greg Gilarowski. He is actually emailed a couple times.
Nice.
To gkmusings@yahoo.com. So
go Gil.
So somebody's using it, so that's good.
All right,
well done, George. I'm gonna be down here in Florida visiting my parents for a few weeks.
Well, have a great time down there.
Thank you. But that won't stop the podcast. Bye. Nobody panic. And I will talk to you next week, pal.
Well, give Jack and Agnes a hug and a kiss for me.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.